Yael, you know, houses weren't the only structures abandoned in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina.
What do you mean, Don?
Swimming pools.
They must be more like ponds than pools by now.
Right. And do you know what that means?
What?
Mosquitoes, which in turn could mean encephalitis and West Nile virus.
I hate mosquitoes.
Who doesn't? However, there are guppy-like minnows known as mosquito fish that love mosquitoes. To eat, that is. In order to prevent a disastrous mosquito infestation, an entomologist has been breeding the native fish species in order to release them into the area's over 6,000 abandoned pools.
You mean the fish will eat the mosquito larvae before they've had the chance to mature and fly off in search of blood?
Exactly. They can eat up to 100 mosquito larvae a day. A number of other fish eat mosquitoes as well, but mosquito fish are ideal for this operation because, unlike those other fish, they can tolerate poor water quality. Because mosquito fish bear live young, their reproduction isn't impeded by the water quality constraints of eggs. Mosquito fish produce anywhere from 50 to 100 young every 6 weeks, and as soon as they're born, they're gobbling up mosquito larvae.
With a birth rate like that, couldn't mosquito fish end up crowding out other fish?
Unlikely. Mosquito fish already inhabit pretty much every body of water in Louisiana, and if their numbers do get out of control, they'll take care of it themselves by eating their young.
That's awful. But it does sound like they're a good form of biological control.
Yep. In fact, they've been used to control mosquitoes since as early as the 1930s, just never on this scale.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Provost.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Michael Meyer at Christopher Newport University. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.